Good evening, folks. Welcome once again to the Hour of the Time. Tonight, we've got some good news, we've got some bad news, and we've got a homework assignment for all Americans. I'm your host, William Cooper.
Tomorrow's coming, I was all in the cold. The girls you hold, I lose a bag of gold.
Understand that you and many other people don't like this kind of music. No, ma'am. There, we get a lot of letters that from people who love it. If you listen to the show long enough, ma'am, you'll find that we play every kind of music that there is because we have an audience that consists of every different kind of musical taste that there is. I try to play music that fits the content of the show. And what I just played, if you listen to the words, fits it perfectly. Well, I'm sorry if we lose your support, then you're not the kind of people that we wanted to listen to this show anyway. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I suggest you turn off your radio. Good night. Well, folks, that was a telephone call from someone whom I know, expressing intense displeasure over that musical cut that you just heard. Folks, if you don't like the music that you hear on this show, or if you don't like anything that I say on this show, turn off your radio. It's my show. If you want to play what you want to hear, go pay for the airtime, get your own show. You can play anything you want. And if you want to listen to the kind of music that that lady likes to listen to, I suggest you tune in to Make Believe Ballroom. And if it's off the air, I'm sure you can get the old tapes. I'm sure there's somebody that plays that kind of music. You know, it's funny. The elderly people want to hear only the big band sound. Then you've got the people that want to hear Frank Sinatra stuff. Then you've got the people that want to hear nothing but rock. And then you've got these people, usually women, who want to hear romantic music. And then you've got the young kids that are pretty hep. They listen to the words, and they don't care what you're playing as long as it's cool and as long as it has a message that pertains to what you're talking about. And I'm trying to get you all to listen to the music that I play on this show because everything that I use on this show has a message. And it's my show. So, just like I told the lady, you know, if you think this is a bad show because you didn't like that cut of music, turn off your radio, go somewhere else. We don't need you. And I mean it. Seriously. You see, I'm not a radio show talk host. This is not my career. I'm doing this because I love this country. I love the Constitution. I'm trying to deliver a message to you people out there. I don't care if I never appear on radio again after tonight. It doesn't matter to me. This is just another medium for me to try to help save my country, to try to help save the Constitution, to try to help save the protection that it gives us for our Creator endowed rights. It's just another tool for me to use. And if I get kicked off tomorrow, it won't bother me a bit. And if somebody doesn't like the music I play, it doesn't bother me a bit. If somebody doesn't like what I say on here, it doesn't bother me a bit. It's my show. For the most part, I pay for it. There are some people out there who have contributed quite a bit to help keep this show on the air, and we certainly thank them, but they will never dictate what is said or done on this show, ever. And part of the good news that we've got tonight, folks, is that we finally have found a good sponsor. Remember, we've been looking for a sponsor for a long, long time, and my criteria was that they had to go through a complete background check from us to make sure that they're honest and they are doing what they say they're doing, and that that we can believe in their product, and it's something that we can wholeheartedly recommend to our listeners. We've only had two so far, the Pilot Connection and Backwoods Home Magazine, that would pass all of our criteria until now. And folks, you've all been calling me and asking me, gosh, how can I save my assets? Although that's the wrong question, and I really take affront when people ask that. The correct question should be, how can I save the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Because that will save our assets, provided we're conforming to the Constitution. And as you all know, our economic model, so to speak, is not. It's totally unconstitutional. Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. All of this is just a bunch of crap. But let me tell you about our new sponsor, and I want you to call them because it doesn't cost you a penny to call them. In fact, they're going to send you something for free if you do. And once you sit down and read it, you're going to understand that these people can help you with those important questions that you've been asking me. How to protect your assets. How can you survive what's coming? Remember, I predicted this depression that we're in now, and I predicted the exact month that it would start that it did start in. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. It cannot get better. And the government is lying to you when they tell you that we're in a recovery. And Clinton is doing everything that's going to guarantee that it gets worse than I ever thought it was going to get. Our new sponsor, folks, is Swiss America Trading Corporation. We have thoroughly checked their background. We've checked their references. We've checked with clients who have done business with them. I have personally talked to the people at Swiss America Trading Corporation. I have gotten to know some of those people pretty good, and we're on a very friendly basis. And you've never heard me advertise or recommend anything that I would not use or wholeheartedly approve of. And I'm going to tell you right now, Swiss America Trading Corporation passes every test that we've given it. It's not an unknown firm either. They've been in business for over 11 years. It's a company that delivers. See, when you purchase from them, they don't say they're going to store your purchase in a vault. They deliver non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets directly to your door. Directly to your door. It's also a company that writes a newsletter that openly deals with the imminent economic collapse that I have been warning you about for years. It's also a company who considers privacy and discretion an integral part of their relationship with their clients. This is Swiss America Trading Corporation. You've all been asking me to recommend somebody to you. I could never do it before. I can do it now, and I am doing it now. And they are a sponsor of this show now. They are paying for these commercials. In fact, they're paying for 4 minutes a night, which specifically pays for the airtime for every night that they sponsor. And that's good. For as long as they're sponsoring this show, we don't have to ask you to contribute any more money. And we certainly, certainly appreciate everyone out there who has helped us stay on the air long enough to get this sponsor. But I'm going to tell you right now, everybody who's been asking, how can I invest my money? What can I do to protect my assets? If you don't utilize this source, then we won't have this sponsor anymore. And folks, this is the only source that I can truthfully recommend to you. And we've had many people apply to sponsor this show, and we've had to turn down every single one of them simply because they don't pass the test. Now, this company has all kinds of investments available to you. The ones that I have recommended, ones that I don't recommend. They have every kind of possible investment that you can think of. It's up to you to choose the right ones, and they will help you. They will help you. They will try to steer you in the right direction if you just tell them what you're looking for. They have assured me of this, and I've talked to their other clients, and they have always, always met the wishes of the client and not the direction of the salesperson. And that's important. Now remember, they write a newsletter that will be delivered to your door if you're one of their clients, and you'll get a free newsletter if you just call. And it deals openly with the imminent economic collapse. They consider privacy and discretion an integral part of their relationship with their clients. They deliver non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets to your door if that's the kind of investment that you want to get. They also deal with the bags of what we call junk silver, pre-1964 silver dimes, quarters, half dollars, whatever you want. They deal in every kind of asset that I have recommended to you, and many that I don't recommend. However, I have always told you, you pick where you're going to put your money. Don't listen to me. I've given you my ideas. I've given you my beliefs. I've given you what I think. Now you take it and you use that information, but use it with Swiss America Trading Corporation, because you won't be sorry, folks. If you call 1-800, now write this down, 1-800-289-2646. I'm going to give it to you two more times here. 1-800-289-2646. Once again, 1-800-289-2646. And tell them that you listen to William Cooper on the Hour of the Time. They will send you their complimentary newsletter entitled Protecting Your Future. The only obligation you have is to commit a quality hour into reading and considering the information in this newsletter. I have it, I've read it, and I can tell you that you're going to be pleased with what you're going to get, and it's going to help you decide on what to do with your assets. But remember, never believe anything anyone tells you. Never take anyone's recommendation blindly. You make up your mind and you tell them what you want, and they will help you get it. And if they don't, you call me and let me know, because I want to know. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And tell them William Cooper sent you, and do it now. Or do it tomorrow morning. But do it. Make sure that you do it. Now, we got some bad news tonight, folks. I've known this for a long time. I wrote about it in my book. Many people, other people have talked about it. We know where to go look for this stuff, but you don't. So I'm going to prove to you tonight. And this comes from one of our people, one of our investigators who did the research, who came up with this, and has put it in a concise form so that I can now relay this information to you so that you will know exactly what's going on, folks. I know that all of you have wanted to know why public officials are voting to take away our firearms. Why we're being propelled into a one-world government that nobody's asked us if we want. Now, if you do want to know why, you listen to this broadcast very carefully, because I'm going to give you a homework assignment right now. You can carry out this homework assignment in your local library, and once you've done it, you will have no doubts whatsoever that the federal bureaucracy, the government, seated in Washington, D.C., is full of traitors who sold us down the tubes long, long ago when a 33rd degree Freemason, Harry Truman, literally, with the help of Alger Hiss and others, formed the United Nations, pushed through the United Nations Treaty, pushed through the United Nations Participation Act, and signed it into law, and then later established the Disarmament Agency. Harry Truman, acting upon the recommendations of a member of the Knights Templar, Bill Donovan, the head of the OSS, created the National Security Umbrella, via the National Security Act, created the Central Intelligence Agency and a curtain of secrecy behind which the secret societies could hide, bring this country and every other country in the world to its knees, and create the one world government, the utopia that all of these creeps have been looking for throughout the history of the world. I'm going to give you hard proof tonight, but you have to go look for yourself, and if you don't, you're just another sheeple. And if you're just another sheeple, turn off your radio now. Don't bother with me wasting my time telling you this if you're not going to do it. Now, if you do want to know why, go to your local library, folks. No matter where you live in the United States, go to your local library. And remember, if your library is so small they don't have these, there is an interlibrary loan system throughout the United States where any library, no matter where it is, can request and get on loan from another library that has the material, anything that you want. So if your library does not have these references that I'm going to give you, then you ask your librarian to get them through the interlibrary loan system. There is no excuse for you not obtaining these reference books and looking up this information and verifying it for yourselves. No excuse whatsoever except sheeple procrastination and absolute irresponsible laziness. You pick which category you're going to fit into. A responsible citizen of your state, someone who wants to save the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, someone who wants to have references, have looked at it yourself, can copy it on a copy machine and show it to others, be responsible, help save this country, or a miserable, miserable sheeple. Now, if you want to be the person that I think you want to be, go to your local library, no matter where you live in the United States, and tell the librarian to show you where the United States code books are shelved. That's the United States code, and it'll be several volumes, folks. In fact, there are 25 books total in the set. They are reddish brown in color. They are printed by the Government Printing Office in Washington, D.C. They are the official United States Code. This is hard facts. No one can doubt this information. I didn't make it up. And when you see it, you're going to all of a sudden begin to understand. You see, these hardcover books are printed every 8 to 10 years. They're updated with annual softback supplements each year until a new hardcover issue comes out. Now, when this report was written, the 1982 hardbacks were on the library shelves, and it may be that they've been replaced with the 1992 set. If it is, then look in the 1992 set, because it will have the same information in it. If not, then go to the 1982 set, which should still be in the library, and look it up. Go to volume number 9, folks. Volume number 9. The page numbers are set in the center near the middle binding. The section numbers are along the edges. And the section will have sort of an S with a little loop in the center of the S. So there's no excuse. I'm going to lead you through this by your hand. I'm going to take you, just like a kindergarten kid, through this. And I'm not trying to insult anybody. But sometimes it has to be done this way because people, by their very nature, are basically lazy. They want somebody else to do it for them. It won't work in this case, folks. You've got to do it yourself. So I'm going to take you by the hand exactly how to do this. You go to your local library. Ask the librarian to show you where the United States code books are shelved. There's no excuse for not getting them. If your library doesn't have them, you can get them through the interlibrary loan system. There are 25 books in the set. They're reddish brown in color. They're printed by the Government Printing Office in Washington, D.C. Okay, folks. go to volume number 9. The page numbers are set in the center near the middle binding. The section numbers are along the edges. Turn to page 554 if you're looking in the 1982 edition. Page 554. Here you will find Public Law 87-297. That's Public Law 87-297. One more time, because you should be writing all this down. Public Law 87-297, which calls for the United States to, quote, eliminate its armed forces, unquote. Now, this law was signed for the United States in 1961 by John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He signed it, and every president since has worked to enact its provisions. The government knows you will not approve, which is why they want to take away your firearms. Now turn to page 555. That's page 555. Here, folks, you will find the definition of what the government means by, quote, disarmament, unquote. Find it on the lower right-hand side of the page. The disarmament calls for, quote, the elimination of our armed forces, unquote. It also calls for, quote, the elimination of weapons of all kinds, unquote. Now turn to page 557. Page 557. Here you will find it stated as item little a, quote, control, reduction, and elimination of armed forces, unquote, and as item D, quote, elimination of armed forces, unquote. What you need to know is that your armed forces are being eliminated from national control, which in turn wipes out our sovereignty as a nation. In two stages, we shall have no more army, no more navy, and no more air force. In the third stage, we shall have a zero military. Now, just before Christmas, on television, a Navy captain standing on the deck of an aircraft carrier being interviewed stated, quote, in the New World Order, we will be your police force, unquote. This law is taught in the War College, the National War College, which Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz attended. It is taught that our Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines will be slowly eliminated and turned over to the United Nations, because without teaching the military and having the permission of the military, none of this could ever take place, ladies and gentlemen, and you better wise up out there, because Greitz is a Trojan horse, if you haven't figured that out already. Before Stage 1 closes, all citizen-owned guns will be banned. Understand that. Before Stage 1 closes, all citizen-owned guns will be banned. And that's part of what's really going on in Waco, Texas, aside from the Christian part of it. How safe will you be then? Public Law 87-297 is further explained in the State Department document called Publication 7277. And when I first talked about that on the Billy Goodman Happening on KVEG Radio in Las Vegas, Nevada in 1989, Colonel Bright said I was crazy, said I was nuts. And then not long after that, when he found out it was true, he began using Publication 7277 in his lectures. Your librarian can also furnish you a copy. Ask the librarian to get you a copy of, quote, the blueprint for the peace race, unquote. That is, quote, the blueprint for the peace race, unquote. It is a 35-page booklet printed by the United States Arms Control and Disarmament Agency as Publication Number 4. That's Publication Number 4, General Series 3, released May 1962. Publication Number 4 is the unabridged version of State Department Document 7277, which is quite abridged. Both of these booklets explain how our military is to be reduced to 2.1 million men. China and the Soviets are to reduce to that level also. At this point, we are in stage number one, at which time we are to transfer on a permanent basis one half of our armed forces to be merged with the Russian and Chinese armies. In stage number two, the remaining one half of our armed forces is then turned over to the same Security Council of the United Nations. The person in charge of the merged armies must, by agreement, always be a Russian. Don't go away, folks. I've got to take a break. I will be right back after this very short pause. By now, you know, you should be writing everything that you hear down, because this is a homework assignment, folks. All of you are going to have to go to the library and perform this task. All of you. Now, the world's smaller nations are to turn 100% of their armies over to the same Undersecretary of the Security Council in stage number two. President George Bush, while he was president, and Admiral William J. Crowell referred to this process as being, quote, in transition, unquote. Now turn to page 558. That's page 558. On this page, in volume 9 of the United States Code, read, quote, policy formulation, unquote. The directives there, written in 1963 to pacify objectors, are supposedly to restrain anyone from disarmament. Reducing or limiting our armaments or taking guns from the people unless it is pursuant to the treaty-making power of the president or if it is authorized by further legislation by the Congress. Well, you all know that Congress is passing gun legislation on an ongoing basis, introducing and passing it. And you also should know that the treaties were made long, long, long ago. In effect, according to the executive branch of the United States government and the Supreme Court, we are under the rule of the United Nations and the United Nations Charter. The Constitution, when it conflicts with the United Nations Charter or United Nations resolutions or a law passed by United Nations, does not apply. Period. Now, you may take affront to that, but I'm sorry, folks, it's fact. You see, we're already part of the New World Order. They just haven't bothered to tell the American people. Many of you know that. You also know it's all illegal. It's all wrong. But if everybody in the legal branch of the government agree with it and conform to it, then it is, for all intents and purposes, a foregone fact, irregardless of what we think about it. Every couple of years, the House of Representatives votes to appropriate funds for this ongoing program. Now, since Public Law 87-297 was first passed into law in 1961, there have been 18 updates to it, all bad. 18 updates to Public Law 87-297 and all bad. And most of these updates, none of the public, and I mean none, know anything about it. With no deletions of these issues that I lay before you now. The Congress knows that the plan includes the policing of the United States by foreign troops under the banner of the United Nations, and they've known it for many, many years. The world army that they're forming. The Congress is allowing our military bases to be closed down, except for those which will be used by the world army. You will find that plan in publication 7277 and, quote, the blueprint for the peace race, unquote. That's the title of the unabridged version of 7277. Now, if Clinton and the Congress can promote a constitutional convention, you will find yourself with two new constitutions, communist in structure, just like I have been predicting for years, the one-world totalitarian socialist state. You see, everything that's happened in Eastern Europe and what used to be the Soviet bloc was all planned, folks. It came from the top down. And in a nation that's totalitarian in nature, that did not have its currency floated on the international money market, cannot fail because the ruble is worth what they say it's worth. You see, this was engineered to get the American people to go along with what's happening now. You see, there has been no demobilization of what used to be the Soviet Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. No demobilization at all. No dismantling of their equipment, atomic weapons, missiles, tanks, submarines, Navy, anything. Nothing. You see, we're the only ones disarming, like a bunch of fools. And we're going to be sorry for it very quickly. Very, very quickly. You see, folks, in one states in Article 8, Section 12, quote, "No person shall bear arms or possess lethal weapons except the police and members of the armed forces," unquote. The Congress has praised these documents and is on record in Senate hearings seeking ways to install these constitutions. They're on record looking for ways to replace our Constitution and install these in its place. Ask your librarian for, quote, "revisions of the United Nations Charter, hearings before a subcommittee, Foreign Relations, February 2-20, 1950, United States Government Printing Office." Nothing has changed since, and they are still viable. Now, let me tell you that again, just in case you didn't get it. Ask your librarian for, quote, "revision of the United Nations Charter, hearings before a subcommittee, Foreign Relations, February 2-20, 1950, United States Government Printing Office," unquote. As a matter of fact, folks, George Bush's father helped push Public Law 87-297 through in the Congress when he was the senator from Connecticut, Senator Prescott Bush. The librarian can furnish you with a copy of the voting record of Public Law 87-297. You see how easy research is, folks? You have at your fingertips in your own public library and through the interlibrary loan system everything and anything you need to come up with all you need to understand what's happening in the world today. It's a fact. But most of you are just too damn lazy to go do it, and it makes me angry. Makes me angry. Now, those of you who have been doing it, you know, of course, I'm not talking to you, and it's always been my contention that when I say something like this, if it makes you angry, then the shoe fits you perfectly. If I talk about the sheeple and it makes you angry, then you are one. Simple as that. Because if you're not, it won't make you angry, because you know who you are, don't you? Don't you, folks? You see, what's wrong with all of this is that there has never been any consent of the governed to allow these plans to be implemented. Russia is not moving away from communism. That is total propaganda. And it's just for the sheeple of the world. The New World Order is going to be what the communists have pushed for since their inception, for they're just another branch of the old mystery school. And that is total world domination by international socialism. Can't you see it? It's as plain as the nose on your face if you will just look. See, unless we can make you understand what is going on with the treaty process, you can still lose your firearms, folks. Bernadine Smith furnished this complete report, the research we've done a long time ago. I wrote about this in my book. There's a whole chapter on the United Nations. Bernadine Smith. And she says this, folks, and I quote, she says, quote, "I wrote the legislation to stop the process as the first disarmament treaty, the INF Treaty No. 100-11, 1988, was being enacted. State Senator Donald Rogers introduced it in the California legislature, but Senator Roberti and Senator Petras killed the bill in committee, SJR 42, unquote. Now, folks, go to the library first thing tomorrow. even if you have to take off from work. You see, this is more important. Believe me, it is. If you'd like to write to Bernadine Smith, it's Post Office Box 1776. Post Office Box 1776. Hanford, that's spelled H-A-N-F-O-R-D. Hanford, California, 93232. That's Post Office Box 1776. Hanford, California, 93232. Now, folks, I'm going to go through this again. And if you are one of the ones who got it all down the first time, you don't need to listen anymore. You go to the library right now. Turn off your radio and go. I don't want to hold you up, folks. If your library is open, go do it now. If not, get a good night's sleep, get up in the morning and go do it. I'm going to go through this once again for those of you who may not have written all of this down, because this is a homework assignment. I expect it to be completed. In fact, you will complete it. If you don't listen to this show anymore. We don't need you. Go to your library. Get the United States Code books. There are 25 books in the set. They're reddish brown in color. They're printed by the Government Printing Office in Washington, D.C. Okay? Go to Volume 9. Open it up. The page numbers are set in the center near the middle binding. The section numbers are along the edges. Turn to page 554. Here you will find Public Law 87-297. Read it. It calls for the United States to eliminate its armed forces. This law was signed into law by John F. Kennedy in 1961. And every single president since has worked to enact its provisions, bar none. Now turn to page 555. Page 555. Here you will find the definition of what the government means by, quote, disarmament, unquote. Find it on the lower right-hand side of the page. The disarmament calls for the elimination of our armed forces. It also calls for the elimination of weapons of all kinds. This is a law. You see, all of this tomfoolery in Congress is for nothing. It's just to get the public approval of what they've already passed into law that's going to be done. You see, the laws have already been passed to take away everybody's firearms. All they have to do is get brave enough to do it. And I don't think they are. In fact, I know they're not. But that's what the Randy Weaver case, and that's what's happening in Waco, Texas. You see, the Randy Weaver case was a shock test. And the Trojan horse, Bogreitz, was involved with it from the beginning. For he began talking about Randy Weaver on KVEG, the Billy Goodman Show, in Las Vegas in early 1990. He also talked about it at Freedom Call 90, talked about Randy Weaver. But that's not what he said after the incident occurred, is it? Then, folks, turn to page 557. Here you will find it stated as item little a, quote, control, reduction, and elimination of armed forces, unquote. And as item D, quote, elimination of armed forces, unquote. What you need to know is that your armed forces are being eliminated from national control, which in turn wipes out our sovereignty as a nation. In two stages, folks, we shall have no more Army, no more Navy, and no more Air Force. In this third stage, we shall have a zero military. And before stage one closes, according to the plan, all citizen-owned guns will be banned. According to the plan, it's in these documents that I'm giving you now. See, I get excited. I wave my arm around. It hit the microphone. That's the noise that you heard. Public Law 87-297 is further explained in the State Department document called Publication 7277. Your librarian can also furnish you a copy. Ask the librarian to get you a copy of, and this is important because this is the unabridged version, folks. It's called, quote, the blueprint for the peace race, unquote. It is a 35-page booklet printed by the United States Arms Control and Disarmament Agency as publication number 4, General Series 3. That's publication number 4, General Series 3, released May 1962, and you must have that date. Publication number 4 is the unabridged version of State Department Document 7277, and that's why you need to read it. Now, both of these books explain how our military is to be reduced to 2.1 million men. China and the Soviets are to reduce to that level also. At this point, folks, we are in stage number 1, at which time we are to transfer on a permanent basis one half of our armed forces to be merged with the Russian and Chinese armies. Now, go look at the new Air Force uniforms. You'll see that all insignia stating United States or U.S. has been removed. Look at the other uniforms, and you'll see that it is no longer on our uniforms. U.S. has been removed from our uniforms. Look at the equipment, tanks, armored personnel carriers, and shortly aircraft. You will see that the insignia of the United States is being removed from our equipment. You already know that our armed forces are acting as the police force for the United Nations at the present time. What I'm telling you is not baloney, and that's why you must go to the library and look at it yourself. If you don't, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear anything from you. Now, listen to this, folks. The person in charge of the merged armies must, by agreement and by the United Nations Charter, always be a Russian. What does that tell you? The world's smaller nations turn 100% of their armies over to the same undersecretary of the Security Council in stage number 2. George Bush and Admiral William J. Crowell referred to this process as being, quote, in transition, unquote. Now turn to page 558. Remember, volume 9, page 558. On this page, in volume 9 of the United States Code, read, quote, policy formulation, unquote. The directives there, written in 1963, to pacify objectors, because a lot of people objected to this law in 1963, are supposedly to restrain anyone from disarmament, reducing or limiting our armaments or taking guns from the people unless it is pursuant to the treaty-making power of the president, or if it is authorized by further legislation by the Congress. Well, you know, Congress is repeatedly introducing this legislation and passing it on an ongoing basis, and what they don't tell you in the law here, in this policy formulation, is that the treaty was enacted years before they ever wrote this law. So this policy formulation, restraining anyone from disarmament, reducing or limiting our armaments, or taking guns from the people, when it was written, when it was passed, was obsolete, was no good, could not be law, because prior treaties already made it invalid, has no effect whatsoever, folks. Every couple of years, the House of Representatives votes to appropriate funds for this ongoing program. Every couple of years, folks, regular as clockwork, and if you were reading the congressional record, you'd know that. You would know it. You see, since Public Law 87-297 was first passed into law in 1961, there have been 18 updates to it, all bad. With no deletions of these issues that I lay before you tonight. The Congress knows that the plan includes the policing of the United States by foreign troops under the United Nations flag. So does the executive branch. So does every bureaucrat in the State Department. You see, when I told you that the secret societies have infiltrated all levels of our society, government, and military, I was not joking, folks. They are in control. They're running things. And unless you sheeple out there wake up, they're going to get their new world order, and you're going to be a slave in it. And you're going to live where they tell you. You're going to do what they tell you. You're going to think what they tell you. Or you're going to go off to a labor camp and die like they tell you. And that, unfortunately, is a fact. The World Army is being formed now. The United States is taking the lead by acting as the police force for the United Nations to yank the other nations into line. The Congress right now is allowing our military bases to be closed down. We've grounded our Strategic Air Command forces. The last B-52 has just been scrapped. We are disarming and dismantling our intercontinental ballistic missiles, our medium-range ballistic missiles. We are cutting back on the personnel and the weapons of our military forces, but no such cutbacks, no such closings, no such disarmament is occurring in the Soviet, what used to be the Soviet Union. And now you see a move back toward the old communism. Keep watching, folks. You better wake up. You better wake up. You will find all of this outlined in State Department Publication 7277 and, quote, the Blueprint for the Peace Race, unquote. And that is listed as publication number 4. Excuse me. The United States Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, publication number 4, General Series 3, released May 1962, and you must have the date when you go try to get that document. Got to do it. Now, if Clinton and Congress can promote a constitutional convention, which they're working on, you'll find yourself with two new constitutions, communist in structure, which in one states in Article 8, Section 12, no person shall bear arms or possess lethal weapons except the police and members of the armed forces, quote unquote. The Congress has praised these documents and is on record, the Senate is on record in Senate hearings as seeking ways to install these constitutions. Ask your librarian for this. Quote, revision of the United Nations Charter, hearings before a subcommittee, Foreign Relations, February 2-20, 1950, United States Government Printing Office. Nothing has changed since, folks, and they're still just as viable as when they were written. You see, they prepared for the New World Order over many years. Truman is the one who sewed the curtain and hung it so that they could hide behind it and bring it about. And George Bush's father helped push Public Law 87-297 through in the Congress when he was the senator from Connecticut, Senator Prescott Bush. The librarian can furnish you with a copy of the voting record of Public Law 87-297. And remember, there's never been any consent of the governed to allow these plans to be implemented. Russia is not moving away from communism. That is propaganda for the sheeple of the world. Count on it. Bet on it. Believe it. Because it's true. And once you've completed your homework assignment, you will know it's true. You will know it's true. And write Bernadine Smith a letter and thank her for putting this in a concise form to where it could be given to you, delivered to you quickly and easily over the airways by me on this show, The Hour of the Time, the only show where you would ever hear, ever in the whole world, the truth about this. Bernadine Smith, Post Office Box 1776, Hanford, California, 93232. Post Office Box 1776, Hanford, California, 93232. Drop me a postcard, folks, and tell me what you found when you did your homework. Because you're going to be graded on this exercise, believe it or not. Do it. I want to know who the sheeple are, and I want to know who's on our side. I'm tired of fighting this battle alone out here with just a few people. With just a few people, the CADGI members, people like Bernadine Smith and others. I'm tired of it. We need your help. We need you here on the battlefield. We're taking muster now. This is your homework assignment, and you better drop me a postcard and tell me what you found. Now remember, folks, all of you who've been asking me how you can save your assets, do this. Do this. Call Swiss America Trading Corporation. Get the free complimentary newsletter entitled Protecting Your Future. Do it now. Do it tonight. They have an answering machine there. Do it tomorrow. Talk to someone there if you want to. But make sure that you do it. They deliver non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets to your door. They have a newsletter that openly deals with the imminent economic collapse that I predicted years ago. They consider privacy and discretion an integral part of their relationship with their clients. Swiss America Trading Corporation. Call this number, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Once again, 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you heard about them on the Hour of the Time with William Cooper and ask for the complimentary newsletter. Until tomorrow night, good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Pride in every American.